Hello, podcast about List fans. Today we had to unlock an episode because Caleb blew his back out at the gym, Cameron got sick from eating bad food, and I had to take my cat to the vet because something is wrong with his poop. Today we will be unlocking
Venus episode.
We're sorry that we have to unlock it, but there is too much bullshit happening in our fucking lives. And basically, this is the last time you'll ever see me. I'm going to end my own life.
That in the middle of little skibbity, did we know that we
riddled some cameramen who didn't do skibbity.
It'll be a cold day in toilet taken a loilet.
Take a loilet. It'll
skibbity,
be a cold
skibbity,
day in
skibbity,
toilet.
Skibbity.
Make no mistake for
boilet.
For boilet, I wouldn't hesitate to toilet.
Just an idea.
That's a good idea.
Can someone, one of you three, explain to me, or you two, not this guy, somebody explain to me why I ate chicken marsala for breakfast at 9:30 in the morning?
I asked if
I
you
did
ate
the same thing.
No
three day.
Fucking
what
way.
The fuck? Yeah, I did the same thing when we recorded the first day
me.
Of planets. Maybe this is a planetary sign, but
the stars are literally aligning for the 5 weeks of planets. I'm not even kidding. I have a story to tell today.
Bro,
that I'll get
my
to
God.
Eventually.
Dude,
shit is getting fucking weird out there. I'm not even kidding.
Dude, for breakfast on the first day of planets,
mine's uh-huh. worse. Man.
I had leftover marsala and garlic bread.
Mine's so much worse, man.
It was at 11. Ish. Around
mine was
that
at 9:30, and I didn't have leftovers, man. I woke up and I made chicken marsala at 9:30 in the morning.
Damn.
That was just what was in my fridge. I was like, yeah. I have all the ingredients for chicken marsala. And I ate it and
what
I
do?
Immediately
you cut it
fell
up?
Asleep. Do I cut up the chicken?
Yeah. Into cubes.
It was like
you want to hear something fucked up?
Yes.
So
I do.
Okay. So this is my dad cuts it up into cubes, right?
Uh-huh.
And you know how you're supposed to get a little bit of like prosciutto or like pancetta, put it in the pan.
Yeah.
My dad, when we were growing up, I think it was just a broke boy thing. My father put cubes of regular ass ham in the marsala.
Oh, God.
He did that. So he didn't even put parsley in it. I don't remember if he did or not. But
I mean, I wasn't
no,
doing
he
all
did
that much
of the garlic
crazy shit
bread,
anyway.
But replacing the prosciutto with ham was so insane.
Yeah, that's like cubed turkey
ham.
Or like Oscar Mayer
yeah.
ham. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ew,
pretty
man.
Fucked up. Pretty fucked up of you to do, Dad.
Yeah, that definitely put
now,
a lot of...
Now, when I make it, I always use pancetta.
Do you think you've been affected by nitrites because you had so many growing up?
Probably.
I've been affected by nitrites as well.
Mm-hmm. I think that every single one of us has. I'm starting to think that the reason I have some diarrhea right now is because of the tap water in my house.
Maybe.
I think
it
I might
be.
Have evil tap water because I drink
think
it all
I
day.
I think it's because I drink only out of plastic and eat out of plastic only.
Yeah.
And plastic.
And you reuse
all plastic on everything.
And you read plastic books, too.
All plastic. Yeah, the Kindle, man. That shit's made of plastic, too. I basically
Facts.
Touch as much and eat as much and smell as much plastic as I can on a daily basis.
How are we supposed to
back
avoid
to back
this
to back
shit,
back to
man?
You can't avoid it.
You can't avoid
literally
all this.
The only way,
dude,
and I'm sorry,
of
I'm sorry to jump into this too early, maybe the only way is literally to leave planet Earth.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Guys, welcome to Venus. This is the second,
Venus.
Third, well, technically the third episode
welcome,
of the 5 weeks
welcome
of
to week one of the 5 weeks of planets, week one, day two.
Uh-huh. Week one, day
week
two.
Week one out of 5 2-day weeks.
Yes.
Today, I mean...
What
not,
were you saying? You were saying something about the stars aligning. I need to hear what...
I'll get to it.
Okay.
I'll get to it.
I'm there, sorry.
If you the
5 weeks of planets
I interrupted
have
to talk about
literally...
Ham.
Been well no I want to after we do all of our Venus intro stuff I'll tell mm-hmm. this
if you couldn't tell we're dressed up like Venus
yes.
today although we had some amount of disagreement I guess over what color Venus is.
That's okay, I got both going on.
You do have both, but what's
this
black wig about, man?
Well we'll go down though. You want me to start with my costume?
Yeah.
Are you dressed up as Coraline?
No. I'm dressed up as any. If I walked down on the street right now, any person who knows literally who attended at first grade would know I'm dressed as
it
Venus.
It would be
I
Coraline.
Think some people
would be
would
fucking
think that you were Coraline.
No, a first grader would look at me and say, that's Venus.
No, they wouldn't.
So a
mate.
Child who was into science and into movies who would have seen
movies
Venus
would
in a
be,
movie.
Why did you say movies? Of
and
course,
books,
they'd say Coraline, man.
Well,
they would
Coraline's
say
a book
Coraline
too.
If it was movies.
Around
but if you were
Halloween time, if they
child.
Saw me in a costume like this, they would say Venus.
They would say, that's Coraline. She's very pretty today.
Mm-hmm.
No, They wouldn't say that.
They would. Well,
they would say, I like Coraline's mustache.
Jumping off of pretty here, Venus is actually the name of the goddess. Venus is named after the goddess of beauty and of love. So I elected to put on a beautiful wig today.
And a, to or, show, and a to yellow show raincoat.
My beautiful hair.
Cameron
Suave. Now you're asking about the yellow raincoat. So let me explain this to you. Venus... The color can be, some people say it's yellow, some people say yellowish white, some people say beige. This raincoat is yellow, definitely too yellow for Venus.
Some people at this table would say beige. I think two people would.
Two people would say beige.
Venus has, it's surrounded by sulfuric clouds. It has a sulfurous atmosphere, which is why it's that color. And in the upper atmosphere, constantly acid rain.
Oh wow! Wait,
so you dressed up like Coraline because of rain.
So that's the yellow. It's the yellow acid rain, and then I have a yellowish white shirt here. This is kind of closer to the color. I feel
you're dressed up like Coraline,
and then, dude, chill. I'm dressed up as Venus. I don't know why you guys are stuck on this. I don't look anything like Coraline. You pull up a picture of Coraline, it's going to look completely different from what I'm wearing right now.
I said Coraline, though.
Yeah, you said Coraline.
That's not. Then you said a nonsense word, and you're proud of that. You're proud of making up a word.
That's you, man.
I don't know what you're talking about, guys. Ass. I didn't try to dress up like this.
That she has blue hair.
I literally did not think about this in advance and try to dress up like this, guys.
It looks exact. You do the Coraline cover.
I got beige pants on too. To cover the beige.
You have striped leggings. I can see them from here.
I'm completely beige right now.
You're completely beige. Yeah. Yeah.
So you went for basically only color and didn't really think about the science?
I'm wearing a pair of pants. No, I did not think about the science.
Dude, it's just a difference of like...
It's
like
a difference of style of how people do costumes.
You may be the most scientifically accurate dude, but honestly, bro, you look like a herb.
I don't.
You look like a herb.
Guys, you know what it is? You're getting...
Why are you roasting me so hard like the hot atmosphere on Venus?
You're roasting him because, you guys, he's dressed up too much like Venus, and you're in your head, you're thinking of Venus, right?
Yeah.
And you're thinking about the OJ the Alien song, Venusian Destroyer.
What's Venusian Destroyer? I haven't heard that.
Julio, play that track.
Drop that shit right now.
Drop that shit right ass now.
Oh my God!
Pull it up on screen too, Julio. If you aren't already,
He shut it off.
He's got to put it on the right browser, guys.
Okay.
And that was a little bit of wait. Give us a bomb drop.
Oh, sorry. Run that shit back.
Well, Venus. It looks like we meet again. Don't think that I forgot about you, because you're about to enter a galaxy of pain.
Venus, weakest planet out of all nine. Think of you and hate just run down my spine. Going off like I drank a white grind. You round as fuck, you look like a clementine. I got a cousin and his name is Jeffrey Pine. So hungry, I need me a clementine. On my planet, we got lots of clementines. My favorite fruit is probably a clementine.
Damn.
Oh my God. Odd Future style.
This is a diss style?
It's an Odd Future diss track, yeah.
My name is OJ the Alien. You know me, I'm from planet Galarian.
That's the planet he's from.
I got scaly skin like Amritalian. I'm Margino Cephalian. And I only eat citrus. Venus, that's a planet that's shitless.
Damn.
Venus, you've been on my shit list.
Damn.
And I'm addicted to citrus.
Fuck Venus.
I don't know if you can hear that.
We hate that shit.
You shouldn't have tried that shit with me. Didn't you know I'm a fucking crazy motherfucking psycho alien? And guess what? I'm about to blow up your whole shit.
Whoa,
dude.
In part two.
What?
To be continued.
That's right. Part two.
Dude.
Oh my OJ God. OJ
the alien. Okay, wait. So now this is bringing the lore to a place where I can understand it.
Yeah.
His name is OJ and he only eats citrus.
Yes. He's from Planet Galarian.
He's from Planet Galarian.
What he is only a Marcinogephalian?
Marcino. What is it?
Marginocephalian
means it's kind of like a dinosaur that's got like a triceratops. You know, it's got like a
he's a dinosaur.
He's
now?
Got like a dinosaur like face because he's got skin like he's a reptilian.
Oh,
the yeah. hell's so a reptilian?
It's a reptile alien.
Well, Cephalo's head, right? So
yeah,
Margino, what's that small?
I think it's
small head.
I don't
or
know.
Or margarine.
I
butterhead.
Think that
butterhead.
Maybe
that
he's
sounds
a
like
butterhead.
A slur.
Maybe butterhead. He's a butterhead on his planet.
That's like an Amish slur.
Yeah.
Butterhead.
Maybe on Galarian,
he's
a butterhead, which is like, it's like, yeah, you know, oh man, OJ the alien looks so good, butterhead.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Butterhead, the head that he gives is bad.
I do
give a bad head.
I do explain Butterface to my 25-year-old wife the other day.
Huh.
She had heard it and thought that it meant that somebody had a face that looked like melted butter.
Huh.
That's reasonable to think.
But I explain it's way meaner than that.
It's way meaner.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But still, it's a backhanded compliment.
It is definitely a compliment.
It's more of a compliment than your face looks like melted butter.
Yeah, that's what I tried to explain to her. She was
your face looks like melted butter, and
so
also
mean.
Your body looks like shit. That's what Butterface could mean.
Yeah.
All right. I have a new. So every week, day of the week, we're gonna get a new.
Every day of the week.
Yeah, it's a 2-day week.
Oh, true.
A planetary week.
Yeah. Oh,
we're doing 5 2-day weeks.
Thank you for saying that, man. A lot
You're
of people
welcome.
Don't realize that.
People need to learn about the planetary weeks that
y'all
are going
gonna
on
learn
here.
Today, man.
We're gonna get a new OJ the Alien drop, and I've also decided that I'm gonna start doing because I realized last time when we did Mercury, which tune in if you haven't
if
heard
you
the Mercury
dude,
episode.
If you haven't heard Mercury,
bro,
what the fuck are you even doing
turn
here?
Turn this shit off.
Go back to Mercury and come back here, bitch.
I tried to read some Mercury facts, and I felt like I was a little disorganized, and the facts weren't so interesting.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I decided to
you've
do some research,
ones.
And I'm doing every planet from now on. I'm going to write a planet report.
Wow.
I'm going to research it and write a report with the most important facts.
Do you have a theme song?
I actually do have some music to play while I write my planet report.
Okay, my bad.
So, well, it's not a theme. You can still do a theme song. Mine is just kind of background music. I'll add a theme song, though. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I'll do that next time. Okay. This one is called
Planet Report.
This one is called
With Coraline.
Guys, I'm not Coraline.
Sorry. I didn't mean to say it. Sorry.
I'm going to take my costume off if you keep talking shit about it.
Don't take it off, dude. Yeah, Coraline is too young to strip naked.
Yeah.
Stop,
facts.
Man.
Don't do that.
Okay. I'm going to start my report now. Visions of Venus, a planet report by Cameron Fetter.
Goddamn.
Of all the planets I've done research on so far, Venus is the one I've done the most research on. In the process of writing this report, I've honestly started to feel very loving and possessive toward Venus. I feel like this wonderful planet belongs to me. I've started calling it my planet. Just one of the many magical feelings I felt during the 5 weeks of planets. Now, on to the facts. If you've been out and about at night, you've probably seen my Venus before. My Venus is very easy to spot with the naked eye. Just look in the sky for something yellowish white. Yes, my Venus is yellowish white in color. My Venus is named after the Roman goddess of beauty and sex. My Venus is sometimes also known as the Morning Star or Lucifer, which are both names for the devil. My Venus was the first planet to ever be discovered. My Venus is the second brightest object in the night sky besides the moon. The reason for this is the clouds of sulfuric acid that surround my Venus. A day is longer than a year on my Venus. My Venus is very hot, the hottest one. My Venus is even hotter than Mercury, even though my Venus is further from the sun. My Venus is around the same size as Earth, which leads it to sometimes be called Earth's twin. But it's rather small compared to some of the other planets of our solar system.
You should say my sun as well.
Yeah.
It's like
my sun, yeah.
It's further away from
my Venus.
My Venus
is
further
from
my
sun.
My
sun, yeah. For example, you could fit about 4 of my Venuses into Uranus and still have some room left over. The 4 of my Venuses and Uranus would be rotating clockwise because my Venus rotates clockwise. That's my report on Venus.
That's incredible. Wow.
That was an amazing report.
It rotates clockwise.
That was an amazing report. I'm really impressed by your planetary knowledge.
Thank you. I did a lot of research.
I'm
for
glad
that, one.
That you are bringing knowledge and facts to the planetary report. I'm glad that I can bring music. And Caleb, I want to know what you're bringing.
Yeah, what are you bringing?
Me and Cameron have stuff.
Well, guys, as we said yesterday when we were eating Mexican food, I felt left out because you were making amazing rap and Cameron was basically being scholastically studious. And I realized that I had nothing until a spark of inspiration hit me, and I realized that I am an amazing artist, and here is my rendition of the planet Venus, guys.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Can you zoom in on this, Julio? This is incredible.
Wow, I'm seeing a yellowish...
Can we describe this?
Yeah, blurry yellowish planet.
It's a yellowish, blurry planet, and I put the space is like kind of behind it, stars dotting the entire galaxy. Yeah. I really am happy with how this turned out. I think it's pretty good.
Who is this? Who is this?
I'm seeing a woman kneeling, looking up.
That's Amanda.
Okay, who's that?
She's just like on there.
She looks good, I guess.
Yeah. What is
I mean, speaking of butter faces.
Wait, what's wrong with her face, man? That's the only part I painted, bro.
That's the only part you painted?
Well,
what do you mean by that?
I used a template.
Or not a template. I traced over on my app on... Wait, let me see what the app's called. Hold on, I got a painting app. I think I'm getting really into painting recently.
Yeah? Oh, I wish we had the GoPro.
This painting looks really good.
The painting is called Ibis Paint X.
The app is
called Ibis Paint X, and it has different girls that you can trace.
Oh,
and so I traced this girl, but she basically had an egg head, so I added lips and a nose and some eyes and some hair.
Yeah, I can see the hair.
But that's Amanda.
So yeah, for everyone who's listening,
she has two big strands of hair in the front of her head.
On Wikipedia or something, it said that there was an Amanda on Venus.
Okay.
So I just basically...
Can I see the reference photo that you used for this?
Yeah, I can show you. Hold on.
I just want to see...
Wait, I got to make a new... On Ibis Paint. Hold on. I got to make a new photo, guys.
Okay.
Hold on. And now I got see you go over here, and then you go like... Wait, where did I...
This is more of a... This is less about Venus.
Yeah, see,
more
you can do... You can do tracing sketches.
Apps.
Oh.
And I tried to get one with a lot more feet in it, but they didn't have any.
Right.
Yeah, you can do different. Like, I could have done this one.
Oh, you just trace. So it's a tracing.
Like, maybe I'll do this one next time.
That
like one's not so bad.
It's like two guys sitting on each other's butts.
Yeah.
Which is pretty impressive.
I really like your... Do you have a title for your Venus painting?
Venus. Or no, sorry. Amanda.
Okay.
Yeah.
But wow.
I'm pretty happy.
I never thought I'd see Amanda sitting on my Venus.
Yeah.
And so this is basically, I'm going to be doing a painting of every single one. And then I think maybe, and now I might even go back and do Mercury.
That's a good idea.
That's not a bad idea. Because
then I was thinking maybe we could do like a book. Like
with the reports
and a coffee table book.
Okay, here it's a coffee table book. It's got the paintings, it's got the reports, and then you know, like a birthday card that when you open it, it plays music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Between every few pages, it's got a different song.
We could find out a way to do that. That's actually, that would be really an amazing idea. Because it could have, on the left side, it would have the report.
Yeah.
On the right side, it would have the painting.
And then it would play
the
song.
And you're hearing it all.
And it's 10 pages long.
Yeah, it's 10, well, 10 thick
it's
pages.
It's 20 pages
10
long.
20 pages of really thick
pages. But you know what it could be?
It's like birthday card thickness.
Yeah.
You know what it could be is one of those old, those books that have like the buttons on the side.
Oh, yeah. I used to have one of those.
There's 10 buttons.
That's also swag.
10 buttons there.
Mercury goes, Mercury.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
That's an amazing idea.
Or it could be you open up it, on one of the pages, it has grooves like a record, and you can put the book onto a turntable.
Yes.
And then it rotates like a planet.
Oh, my God. I remember books like that.
Yeah. We all had books like that growing up.
So
record books.
I won a record book in a raffle as a kid.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That's a real
in
thing?
First grade.
I was making a joke when
no,
I thought
No,
that.
That's a real thing.
What?
That can't be true.
Yeah, look it up. Look up.
You can use the pages of a book as a fucking record
now? The cover is like vinyl, and then...
Search vinyl book. Record book is just going to be a record book.
Yeah, it's going to be...
Yeah.
Vinyl. You have to look up vinyl record
vinyl
book.
Vinyl record book? This can't be real, man.
And it's like... It would,
I remember books that you could take in the bath.
It was like a... Okay, this is, you're not getting anywhere with this search.
Yeah, you're a bad Googler, man.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
I still think it doesn't exist, man.
No, it exists.
I believe you. I'm willing to just believe you here because I don't think we're going to find a good picture of one.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But yeah, I think that some kind of, or a calendar. We could do a calendar, a 10-month calendar. A 10-month calendar.
We can add two more. We can, it's exclusive for just the calendar. That's actually a genius idea.
Earth and the rings of Saturn.
Yeah, the asteroid belt, maybe.
Earth could be Christmas.
I actually just remembered another Venus fact that I didn't put in my report. This is another Venus fact. Venus is the only planet that we've discovered so far with a fly trap.
Ah,
true.
There could be more out there, but that's the only one we know of right now.
I should have said that, man. Venus flytrap is from my hometown.
Yeah.
I have roots in Venus. Literally roots.
Literally roots.
Literally the roots of a Venus flytrap come from Wilmington.
And so Venus flies.
That's where it's like from completely. Like
it's only there.
It's like a 50-mile radius that plant is in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Naturally, they say.
Yeah, which there's nothing natural about outer space. Is
that why it's called a Venus flytrap? Because I think that it came from a different planet.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's what happens in Little Shop of Horrors.
I couldn't find the book I was talking about. All I could find was the Simply Red album. So I think that this is an ungoogable thing, but it's
bad
out there.
SEO for the vinyl record book.
It's very bad SEO, but my first grade teacher, Mrs. Iosu, I got a book from her that she said, I don't have a record player anymore, but I'll just read the book to you guys.
Why the hell didn't he just fucking kill a bunch of dogs and feed it to the plant in that movie?
That's not a bad point.
I think it wanted humans.
But it doesn't know the difference.
I think it likes human blood.
It did. He didn't give him any meat.
No. He feeds him human blood. He accidentally feeds Audrey to his own blood.
It gets a taste for human blood. Yeah.
So just that's give him like dogs.
Well,
yeah,
he could have said that it was a dog. He could have said,
"I'm a dog.
I'm a dog.
I need your human blood." He could have been like,
"Did you guys ever watch the original one?"
No.
It's not so good, but the one really funny part is
have one before the Rick Moranis one.
Jack Nicholson's in it.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson is in it.
What?
It's an old Roger Corman movie from the 60s.
Is it a musical?
No.
It's supposed to be funny, but it's not very funny. But one very funny part is there's a character who Dick Miller plays a character who just is always in the flower shop, and his thing is just he just likes to eat flowers.
That's funny.
It's so funny. He just comes in and he's like, "I'll get like a dozen roses," and they're like, "Oh, it's for your wife," and then he just starts eating them. And he just does it a bunch of times.
Dick Miller sounds like a frat house prank.
Yeah, it surely does.
That you would pull on somebody.
Yeah.
Gave him the old Dick Miller.
Yeah.
Or Miller Dick.
The 5 weeks of planets is taking over the world.
Yeah.
People have been talking about it in a crazy way.
Can I tell you something? This morning, when I got my haircut.
Oh, yeah, wait.
This haircut, but the one under it.
Uh-huh.
The barber, he was talking to me the entire time, and I didn't bring this up. He was the one who introduced this topic.
You can't be kidding me.
We were talking the entire time about the annihilation of planet Earth.
Oh.
By what?
All types of factors from outer space.
Jesus.
From outer space. Asteroids,
solar flares. The same place that Joe went.
Is it in Bushwick?
No, it's right on Myrtle.
Oh. Species.
I didn't even bring it up. He just started talking about it. And I was having a ball talking to him about the
atmosphere.
We
should make a movie called Barbership.
And there was a guy getting his hair cut next to me who was like a sanitation worker guy, sanitation worker guy. And my barber was talking about how the Earth's magnetic field switches. He also was talking about how global warming is fake, but he was talking about how Earth's magnetic field is, it switches every 100,000 years, it switches poles.
That's true.
And he was like, yeah, and who knows how it could affect any, it is true, but he was like, who knows how it could affect stuff, like it's going to mess with our electronics and this. And then the guy sitting next to me was like, yeah, and it could move everything. And then the guy said, and then the barber said, it will move everything. And they both just agreed with each other.
That it's going to move everything.
That it's going to move everything.
Do they have
it will.
Yeah, it will move everything. For example, fishes.
Fishes will move.
Do they have a date for the polar shift?
I think it's happening right now. Well, that's what he said. He said, we're going through it right now.
Oh, my God.
I've been feeling like something has been shifting for some time.
He also said that Russia is trying to figure out how to make Yellowstone erupt to destroy the United States.
I could
wouldn't
believe
that destroy
that.
Like good chunks of the Earth, like
it would
whole planet.
Destroy, I think, half of America.
Yeah, half of America. But also, it might even crawl up to that old.
But the real problem is volcanic ash that blocks the sun. That's the trouble.
Huh. I mean, the whole. I would say that's one of the troubles. But
that's the trouble for the planet.
Hollywood gets destroyed. So good luck getting your movies.
We truly, I think I was talking about this last night. We truly have the whole market cornered on movies. It's not a very insightful thing to say.
Earth does?
No. America, that's even more USA. True.
Well, no, they make movies into every country, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, but have you ever seen like a movie from like...
RRR, dude.
RRR
was amazing.
Every Japanese movie is every all Japanese incredible movie, bro. Types of deep intellectual
I think I was talking
ways.
To Alex.
This guy
Alex.
Doesn't like Stalker.
No, you know what I think I was talking about? I was
pusher?
Talking to Alex
pusher
last
one, pusher
night.
Pusher 1, Pusher 2, Pusher 3.
I was talking to Alex
Jumper?
Last night about that fucking...
Looper?
Looper? Jumper?
That These Israeli SNL show.
Frogger?
Oh, the Israeli SNL
show. Yeah, I was just saying that they are so bad at comedy in Israel.
I don't know if I'd go that far. I actually think some of it's funny, man.
I said I was...
A lot of my friends are actually on
okay,
that show now.
You know what? I said it already, but I'll admit it. I was pretty drunk, and I said... I think I said that don't come for my Jews...
Damn.
But these Israelis are not funny.
Damn. You said, don't come for my Jews.
I said, I fuck with
now,
my Jews
that?
Heavy.
And then I remember
I said,
you
I
said,
fuck with my Jews heavy,
feel like
but these Israelis
I remember what
are
you said
not
right after
comedy.
That. You said, I'm starting my Israeli boycott tomorrow, guys. That's right. No more weather for me. That's what you said. I didn't say that, but you did. That's right. I'm done with the weather. It. I'm not enjoying any kinds of weather anymore due to my Israel boycott.
As part of BDS. Yeah,
and I said, dude, that you can't say that shit, man.
No, I don't know why I even brought that up. I think that it's the hangover speaking. Speaking of hangovers. Back to the movies. We should make Barbershop. That was a good idea.
Oh, yeah. That is a good idea. So Barbershop.
It's a blaxploitation.
But it's alien
exploitation. Soul plane on.
Soul ship.
Yeah.
Holy shit. How's nobody done that?
Soul plane on a space station in
that
deep space.
That is incredible.
Barbershop.
That would be such a good movie.
Bro.
That would be such an incredible movie.
This is less about the movie and more about just a spaceship that is a barbershop.
Okay.
But you can imagine their tractor beam when they're beaming stuff up. It would look like the barber pole. It would
dude, I'm getting so many amazing ideas. The alien comes up and he has like kind of Twi'lek kind of head.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's not my hair.
Yeah.
Or they cut it and he starts bleeding everywhere.
He dies.
And he sprays blood.
And the blood's green. And the guy's like, and Ice Cube's like, bro, what the hell was I supposed to cut?
Plasma cube.
If that wasn't your hair, man.
And this could be a space station next to Venus.
I mean, it could be anywhere.
Yeah,
it's honestly a space station.
I'm just trying to keep it on theme with the
jumps
episode.
Jumps around, most likely.
Yeah. We'll get back to Venus.
We'll get back to Venus.
But for now, we're on Barbershop.
We're on the Barbershop.
I wish, man. And
oh
then
my
you
God,
can do
a white
ship.
Alien walks in and a record scratch.
Oh, yeah. What's up, man?
Yeah, I'd like to get a little bit off the sides and the top, leave the top pretty long.
Okay.
And they give him the craziest haircut of all time, and he becomes cool.
An afro.
Yeah. They give him an alien afro.
This could also
be... And he has little moons going around it, orbiting his afro. He swaggers out. Yeah.
It could be a teaching moment, though. It could be he walks in wearing a shirt that says, back the blue gax.
A shirt.
A shirt that says, back the blue gax.
A shirt.
Back the blue gax. Which a blue gax is a space police or something.
And then they have a conversation
racist? About this, and then
a sit down.
They have a sit down, and then this is like a teaching moment in the movie, and it's actually the script is actually so beautiful, and then we win an Oscar for it because we basically turn Barbershop into Crash.
Okay, whoa. and then we would get maybe someone. I can imagine someone would write a review that would be like this. It would be like, Barbershop makes you laugh and has thrills aplenty, but I'm left wondering. Would racism still exist in space? And then they would kind of go off on that.
The whole thing would be about how if there is aliens around, the human race would
probably
not be
another review for that might be like Barbershop is officially the most racist movie ever made, made by two white guys in a Coraline. This has got to be one of the worst movies.
This
ever
is the worst,
see.
Most racist
it's
movie
five
I've
hours
ever seen.
Long. And it's 5 hours long because it starts with 2 hours of prologue that's about the Earth being destroyed
us
and like the gradual decline of civilization.
Us three at the premiere, we're all dressed in all white suits. Nobody's taking photos. Just tomatoes getting thrown at us.
Yeah.
What the hell? What?
What happened?
What the fuck?
Why is everyone mad?
Why are you mad about barbership, man? We tried to bring every world together. We realize that this shit transcends race and is actually, it's about species.
Yeah.
It's true.
You know, it should be the...
After the press response to Barbership, I think that we know that Barbership 2 is going to be starring Mel Gibson and Kevin Sorbo. Only people who will sign on.
And it's an action movie about a
Barbership.
Spaceship that's about to destroy Earth.
Barbership 2. Nothing to do with the original cast or the original story.
Yeah, it's Mel Gibson and Kevin Sorbo like, we need to blow up that fucking ship!
Just them trying to kill the original characters.
So we're getting readings of a barbership.
God damn it!
Armageddon. Just building a giant laser beam to destroy the barbership. Barbageddon. I'm just saying, man, they should have done more barber movies.
Yeah. They made Barbershop 3.
They should be doing every Beauty Shop. I mean, they should be doing every single movie in space also. That should be a given obvious one.
That should be just a third one should be in space.
Always.
The second
always.
One should always be in Asia.
Summer. Oh, yeah.
And the third one should always be in space.
Second one should always be in take place during the summer.
Yeah.
Summer vacation.
No, the first one, summer vacation of any movie. The second one, they should be abroad.
Yeah.
And then the third one, they should be up.
The third one, there should be a rival.
And fourth one should always be Old West.
Yeah. The third one deals with a rival thing that a rival like family or something that in the end you realize that they're basically parallels and they're not that much different from each other.
Like what movie does
like
that?
Cheaper by the Dozen 2.
Do they have a rival dozen?
It's two dozens, right?
It's two dozens. It's Eugene Levy versus Steve Martin.
In what? A kid off? What the hell?
They have a kid off.
Well, it's like Alien versus Predator.
Yeah.
I've never seen the third one.
It's the second one.
I've seen the second one. I don't remember that.
The second one is Eugene Levy and having a child off.
I thought it was pretty much the same movie, but they got a bigger house.
No. You're thinking of Yours, Mine, and Ours. There's a lot of movies about having too many kids that came out.
Imagining now they make a barbershop prequel and it's just on Earth and it's Barbershop 3 Origins and it's just Barbershop.
Just Barbershop, exactly. And then at the end,
one where it's Barbershop.
I think
it's
I accidentally developed a boat.
It's on a boat, yeah.
Master Commander style.
Yeah, exactly. It's harder than Heart of the Sea, Master
Wigs.
Commander, yeah.
Yes, it's like a pirate ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
It's just a Navy vessel, not a pirate. No piracy involved.
Well, I think pirates are cool, so whatever.
Well, there could be a pirate ship that attacks the vessel,
and that's Mel Gibson and Kevin Sorbo. That's how they stand. It's their ancestors, and it's why they became so evil.
Yes.
They were pirate. Their ancestors, they had pirate blood.
Do you guys think that I have pirate blood?
No.
Not even like the guy who's like the, not even like first mate.
Maybe have Smee blood.
You have Smee.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, Smee's the first mate.
You could be
Smee. People talk shit on Smee.
My great-great-great-grandfather was Smee.
doing
your ancestry.
I found out that I'm related to Smee.
Shit, I'm related to Smee, bro.
That's not so bad, man.
So close.
I'd rather my grandpa be Smee than one of the guys who gets beat up by a kid.
Yeah. Smee gets beat up by a kid, doesn't he?
Smee gets beat up hard.
No, Smee just chills.
No, Smee does not chill, man.
Smee does not just chill.
Smee is honestly a representation of the banality of evil.
Wow.
Holy fuck.
Evil doesn't always look like a Captain Hook. Sometimes it looks like a Smee.
Yeah. Speaking of Smee, Smee.
Smee hungry.
Smee hungry.
I was just about to say Smee want
Smee
food.
Smee want food. Smee's very hungry for a Venus flytrap.
You don't eat a Venus flytrap.
You're a fly.
Yeah. We've been slowly drifting out of Venus's orbit.
Okay, let's bring us back.
What do you have to say? I liked Barbership.
Barbership is good. Barbership is really good. But then we started talking about pirates.
Okay, let's talk about this, guys. Mm-hmm. How would you... So Venus is basically one of the most hostile environments to life as we know it in the solar system. It is hundreds and hundreds of degrees Fahrenheit there.
Yeah.
The atmosphere is so dense that it would crush you from the force of the pressure.
Crush some, but not me.
And it also is poisonous atmosphere. It's sulfur, so you would die from breathing it in. There's lightning storms, high winds that blow rocks around the planet. It is... Pretty much impossible to build a house there.
Yeah.
But how would you guys go about it? How would you colonize Venus? How would you get past all these obstacles and build a city there?
I wouldn't want to.
Pal City.
For some reason, I feel like Venus is the worst planet.
Really?
Well, we could tell by the way that you dissed it in the song.
I mean, that OJ dissed it.
Holy shit, I just saw Amanda. She's so fucking beautiful. Sorry.
For some reason, I completely believe that Venus is trash. I think compared to every other planet, is the worst one.
You would not want to build a colony on Venus.
I would not want to build a colony
on
Venus.
Why not, bro?
I could maybe see us building a colony on Jupiter.
Well, we're not even there.
We're not,
not even talking about that.
See, you said, let's bring him back to Venus. And I'm saying, I like Jupiter more.
So does Venus have a moon? If we're going, I don't actually know. I feel like maybe it doesn't.
We
but
maybe should have done a little bit more research
well,
on
I
Venus.
Well, I did a bunch of research.
He's the research man, dude.
That's true.
I'm the artist and you're
you,
the rapper.
Yeah.
Does Venus have moon?
Does Venus have a moon? What
Neither
would it look
Mercury
like?
Nor Venus have any moons at all.
Oh, because they're too close to the sun.
Yeah, it would get sucked up by the sun probably.
So here's my question, and maybe there's a video of this, but what would it look like if Venus fell out of orbit and crashed into the Earth?
It'd probably
explode.
Is there
a simulation of what that would look like?
Probably look like a two planets hitting together.
That's what I like. You ever play
But isn't Venus just like a ball of gas?
No,
it's not a gas giant.
It's a rocky planet.
Even a gas giant has stuff on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
There's stuff in there.
A little bit.
A little bit of stuff. But enough stuff that you wouldn't want it crashing into your shit.
Yeah.
Straight up.
But Venus is not a gaseous planet, though.
Oh, I thought it was.
It has a gaseous atmosphere.
Yes, very dense atmosphere.
But very dense clouds. Cloud cover.
Cloud city.
But it would probably... I bet you could look up a video of Earth crashing into the moon and then mentally paint it a little yellow, and then you probably would get the
same
idea.
Is it only the size of the moon?
No, it's the size of the Earth.
Well,
I'm just saying it's two planets crashing together.
I would want to see, because it's Earth's twin, I would like to see what it would look like if the
I've seen...
I just had a good idea, guys.
What's that?
They are going, and this is an idea of something that's going to happen that I just remembered is happening. They are releasing next week a Mortal Kombat expansion pack where all of the characters are planets, and you fight against each other as planets, and they do fatalities
that's
on
true?
Each other.
Is that
that's
real?
A real thing?
Yeah, I just came up with that, and it's true.
Oh, my
Holy
God.
Holy shit. So what kind of fatalities would Venus do?
So Venus crashes into Earth and explodes. That's Venus' fatality.
Well, does it do that to every planet?
Yeah.
I guess right now we can only talk about Venus, Mercury, and Earth.
Too?
Yeah. Pluto does that too.
Well, shut up,
don't
bro.
Don't talk about a different planet yet.
Shut the fuck
you
up.
You asked if every planet does it. You're the one who asked.
You can just say,
and then I answered and you said, shut the fuck up.
It was a trick question.
It's not a trick question.
And
it was
a trick question.
I could tell by
your
eyes you were genuine.
Be more vague. You saw my genuine eyes. You saw my genuine smile.
I'm not answering any more questions from either of you guys ever again.
Okay. Answer my question if you're not Coraline, man. Straight up.
What question?
Just answer it, bro. Just shut up and answer it, dude.
My
He's such a bitch about it. Let's see. What
well,
else
I was
is...
thinking we could maybe brainstorm some fatalities for planets.
Yeah. But we can only talk about Mercury and Earth and Venus right now.
Okay, so...
We haven't unlocked the other ones.
I guess we're not even allowed to bring them up.
You can say them in comparative, you know?
In
comparative ways. Like, you can say, like, oh, you could fit... You know, you were saying you could fit four of... Your Venus. And
have you guys
Uranus.
Ever? Have you guys ever seen a set of twins? Speaking of Venus being Earth's twin, where you're like, oh, that's Earth and that's Venus.
Yes, absolutely.
Isn't it interesting they call Venus Earth's twin when I feel like Mars should be its twin?
I think Mars is a little bit bigger than Earth, right?
Well, twin, but just their the vibe.
Hmm.
Venus is so.
I don't
opposite
think Earth
vibe.
Is. Earth is not doing TikToks with Venus saying me and my. That's my twin in him.
Go no.
Best friend.
Venus and Earth are kind of like the twins, where it's the two twins who have one's rainbow and one's goth.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of twins, Venus and Serena. Serena's definitely the Earth there.
Why didn't they name her Earth?
Hey, I've been asking that. Earth. Venus and Earth. Earth Williams.
Why is that?
Why did they name her Earth? They already it was right Serena, there. Serena's she is the Earth. I bet that's her middle name. She's by far the better twin.
Is she really?
Yeah, dude. And she has an Earth style. She looks like Earth.
She plays a game
like
that's
Earth,
Earth style.
A giant jiggly round
she plays
butt.
An Earth game.
Can you pull that up?
Her butt? A giant round butt?
Can you pull Don't up pull a picture up. Of a giant round butt?
The tennis ball is kind of like Earth if it had no ocean.
That's
and had
facts.
White, a
wow.
white Grand Canyon Wall of China combo.
Huh. That went all the way around in an interesting pattern.
Yeah.
A tennis ball could be a tiny planet, and we don't even know.
You know, I think about this. We're kind of, all of our atoms are like planets as well.
Yeah.
That's true. Do you guys think that if you zoomed out far enough, we are basically
toenails.
The plant?
We're toenails on Earth's
yeah,
foot.
I mean, I guess we could be toenails.
That's
like
incredible.
Like Stinky Adams on a disgusting nail.
Stinky Adams yeah. is a good Adams family cousin.
Wouldn't that suck if we found out that we were the toenail?
I do think
of a
about
guy
that pretty
Dave.
Often that we zoom out really far and we're part of something's body.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I think we definitely yeah. are germs.
Yeah.
It is making me think a lot about
germs.
Germs or no, it's making me think that like there's no guys on Venus at all. Like there's no
that we that are in a that
It's true that we know of.
It's been making me really scared at night ever since we started the
Ever since
weeks
we started this, I have
it's been
just
making
been
me
thinking
feel so
like,
small.
Like, oh my God, the universe is so big.
We're nothing, man.
We're complete shit.
And we're not. And we're only talking about the Milky Way. We're not even going past the Milky Way.
It literally doesn't matter what you do here, man.
No, nothing matters at all.
I love the way my Venus is in the Milky Way.
That's disgusting. Oh, you said Venus, sir.
My Venus.
Yeah. He said Venus, bro.
My bad.
I'm so glad God put my Venus in the Milky Way.
It sounds like vagina penis.
Yeah.
What about a planet called Pagina?
I was worried. I'm glad that it...
That's
I'm
the real that twin of Venus.
Pagina. Venus and Pagina.
Damn, when I pulled out my Pagina,
that's what
it
would be called.
My Venus.
That's what they would call the Venus's moon.
Is Pagina?
Pagina.
Did you guys say Pagina when you were a kid?
Yeah. Yes.
How much... Well, people always say that. How often are you saying vagina as a child?
A lot. Because you tell your friends, I heard there's something called a vagina.
Yeah, I would say it a lot.
I never said vagina.
Yeah, I said
I still don't say
every
that's a
single
disgusting
day.
Word.
I said it every single day.
Guys really made out like bandits in the naming. Yeah.
Why do I feel like that's a word Trump would say?
Vagina.
He would say vagina.
Folks, they're touching my vagina.
That's like my little brother said.
They're pulling my pants down and touching my vagina.
That's nasty. Wait, who's doing that? That's not right. That's
the
not
deep
right.
state.
They shouldn't be doing that to Trump. It doesn't matter who it is. It shouldn't be pulling their pants down.
The deep state is pulling down my pants their vagina. And touching my vagina.
Ew.
They're touching it.
Is he... He doesn't sound too happy about
He's getting assaulted by the deep state, man?
Yeah, that's what he says all the time. He says he's getting assaulted by the deep state.
Finger him?
They're trying to finger my vagina.
No, that's nasty.
They're saying my vagina smells like... Skate.
Why Dude. The hell would they why, skate the
they're,
fish?
They're naming a specific fish.
Why? Why would
they're
they,
naming a specific fish that my vagina smells like?
Why the hell would they?
I'm saying, what
why
the
would
hell?
They finger it if they thought
what
it smelled
the hell are
like
you
a
doing?
Skate?
What the hell are you doing with my pants down, touching my vagina?
I don't like this, man. This
you
is
don't
really,
like this?
It's really nasty.
How is this nasty?
It's fucking Trump getting sexually...
Trump has a vagina.
We don't do this kind of podcast, man. We don't. Say, oh,
we're a science
what
podcast.
If Trump was getting sexually assaulted in his vagina by
we
the
say,
deep
we
state?
We say stuff like...
Well, what if he said, I like it?
That makes
we
it
say,
better.
No, listen, and on this part, now that we...
I love it.
We're not going to do we're not going to do Trump impressions like that. We're going to do stuff like, for example, Trump being
I don't
like,
care.
Maybe like,
I love it. I'm on Venus, and I'm appreciating the scientific... marvels of this planet.
Yes, that's a good Trump. Okay, now do that.
Okay. We're traveling through the solar system and learning as we go.
Yeah.
Learning amazing things. Learning it's completely amazing things.
It's educational comedy.
I'm on the journey of a lifetime through the entire solar system.
They're letting him stop at
learning
every planet.
Two planets a week.
They launched him on a spaceship, and he's going to every planet. He's getting off, and he's...
I had a great trip to Mercury today.
It was very cold.
Mercury, worst planet I've ever seen.
But then the sun came up and it got very, very hot.
Completely
must
garbage.
Be the hottest planet ever besides Venus.
This is amazing.
You walk there, it's nothing but gray.
Wait, how is Mars hotter? Sorry, never mind. Shh. Never mind.
I haven't unlocked it yet.
I'll save it.
Venus
Mars is
the hottest
out.
Planet in the solar system. Yeah.
But why isn't Earth mega hot as well?
Well, it will be soon.
Because we have more zone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
we
the zone.
Got more zone on
well,
us.
Well, what I learned from my barber today is global warming, it's not real. What The Earth just goes through periods.
That's what my father says.
That's what my parents said growing up, too.
Yeah.
Yep. And he said that's...
That's the most common belief about global warming, I think.
It's very...
Or at least until recently. I think recently people started believing
I believe that man, bear, pig caused it.
Okay. But you know who's making it worse? Turd sandwich / douche. Making it worse, man. Oh, election day is very soon.
It's election day?
I don't even think I'm registered to.
My
is
vote's
that
for turd
next
sandwich,
year?
Man. No, there's a local election day on the 6th.
I'm
who's
not voting.
Who's running?
Turd Eric sandwich
Adams?
And
turd
a douche.
Turd sandwich and a douche.
They're running.
I don't know, guys. I think I might, out of those two options, I honestly feel like I might vote for Pedro.
That's a good idea.
That's a good
Member
idea.
Pedro?
Member that?
Member Pedro? Member Pedro? yeah, I think that turd sandwich, I think Pedro has integrity straight up.
True.
No fucking doubt. Yep. God, I need to watch that show again.
$17,000 a month.
Pedro, member Pedro. Pedro has integrity. I'm voting for Pedro instead of a douche and turd sandwich.
We make $17,000 yeah, dude. A month.
So we can do stuff like that.
Yeah, man. That's
well,
true.
You know what we did spend some money on?
Oh, yeah.
Big Mouth Billy Bass right there up on the wall, man.
Yep.
That's an amazing
That's a type of animal that could live on Venus, a fish.
Because there are oceans?
No.
I just want to say this before.
I was thinking of a flying fish that can swim through gas.
Oh, that can talk?
Because this one's up flying.
I guess that's true. Before we move on from South Park completely,
yeah.
I just want to say that me and my friend Rupert kept sending Dumois blind items that were like, this dime square scenester killed and made a boy eat his parents at a chili cook-off.
Bro, no.
I wish to remain anonymous.
What the hell is Dumois?
You don't know Dumois? Is Dumois is like the celebrity like gossip thing where it's like things will show up on there. Dumois is like
celebrity gossip.
Maybe I would do professor gossip.
Yeah, rape my professor.
Yeah. That's my version.
I don't know who there's like some shit that Dumois put out that everyone was like, this is like so amazing, blah blah blah. And it's just like so like it's just stupid catty celebrity gossip. And yeah, we were just sending them a bunch of shit saying like Cartman, just Cartman stories.
What did Cartman do?
This celebrity pretended to be Osimo at a meeting. Just shit like that. We were probably doing that for like an hour.
That is funny, actually.
That is actually awesome.
I really think that that would be maybe the logical conclusion to our careers is that we get hired to be
on Dumois
on no
a TMZ type
no on South Park as
we
South
would be
Park
so
writers.
Good
I think once
at,
okay Matt
TMZ
Matt and Trey
TMZ
well,
would
you think
be,
we'd be good at
I
TMZ
think
we'd
be so really good
at you
TMZ.
Would be bad at TMZ because you get shy about talking to the celebrities
yeah I would
I would be so fucking good in TMZ I love talking shit so much oh yeah. My god
and I could wear all sorts of disguises
I'd be
oh my
good
god.
In
I would
the
literally
room.
Be I would literally be interviewing I'd be on the street as a paparazzi talking to the celebrities, interviewing them, saying like, oh my god, I love your dress, who did your hair, and then they'd leave and I go, what a fucking bitch, Jesus Christ.
I would be
breaking news, Bella Hadid is a bitch.
That conversation sucked ass.
She's
that
not
conversation
a good conversationalist.
This is made up for talking to like one of the biggest celebrities in the world and just turning what a fucking bitch.
Fucking
stupid
fucking
bitch.
Jesus
ass.
Christ.
So mean. Probably she seemed like she wanted to fuck me too.
But I was not into it. But
she's honestly fucking ugly to me. I don't fucking know.
I think I'd be good at be a good Harvey Levin type. I'd be good
at
having the 32 ounce mug, you know, I'm sipping my big soda
the guy on the TV.
And I just go like, what do we got? And I point to you
that
guys.
That is really, you would be really
and we
good.
Go like, I got something for you. Bella Hadid's a bitch and she dressed ugly on our date.
And then
so
I would say,
every week,
I went on a date with this girl, Angelina Jolie, which is me outside taking photos of her feet. I went on a date with Angelina Jolie and she
and then
threw
you,
a cup of coffee at me.
I'd be raising my hand really politely and then you'd call me and I'd be like, oh, Selena Gomez showed cleavage on Instagram.
Whoa, what the crap? She's a slut for that.
I would just say all the celebrities who showed cleavage on Instagram.
And I'd just be like, slut alert.
Slut alert, slut alert.
And then
alert.
Sip from my big thing and just, you know.
Somebody hit the slut button.
Yeah, it'd be, you know, it'd be in there.
Jennifer
as a,
Lawrence wore shorts in a movie.
Oh!
Slut.
Whore-tastic. This bitch is a slut. And it's a big thing. It's like a pre-made old fashioned in there. Yeah.
No, you have like one of those big water bottles, like a hamster water bottle.
You're trying to suck a smoothie that has too much banana in it, so it's taking like
it's
10
taking
minutes
forever.
To get up
it's
the straw.
Not getting through the straw. The straw is small. The straw is very small.
You look like a warhead.
Yeah.
Just the straw just trying so hard, taking deep
breaths.
No,
these are my cheekbones. Yeah,
I got my buccal fat removed.
What's the deal with buccal fat, man?
I don't know, but some of these celebrities have been getting their buccal fats out, and I don't know if I
thought that was a butt, a name for a butt.
Yeah, you I guess I would look good like that? Buchel, I realized, no, is man. Like mouth. It means mouth, like bouche. Like French bouche.
Speaking of bouche.
Do I look great like this?
Patrick looks best.
I think Patrick looks bad because I didn't notice that he only has like a quarter size cheek. His cheek is lower than you think.
I didn't know that.
What about me?
You look cute. You actually look cute.
You look like you're just sucking on a warhead.
You look like, what's that skinny girl's name?
Bella Hadid?
The actress from...
Ant?
Anya Taylor-Joy? Opie and Anthony. Yeah, Anya Taylor-Joy. Did you guys ever see that movie, The Menu?
No.
The Minions. That was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
The Minion, too. Yeah, I did not want to... I saw the trailers for that movie so many times. I thought it looked so stupid, and I could not believe that people wanted to see that movie from the trailer. I thought that looked
annoying, but you know what I did watch was all of the Babish videos about it.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that.
Andrew Ray.
I heard that it ends with a cheeseburger.
Respect to Babish.
Babish,
spoiler alert, it ends with a cheeseburger.
If you are hearing this, we need you to come next month for Christmas. We need you to come here and
make us a Christmas dinner.
No, not a Christmas dinner. We need to make the 4-course meal of all of the recipes we created. I'm still on this.
You think Babish needs to do a
podcast? I think Babish needs to do a podcast about list episode with us.
How come he's never done any shit like that? You can do Venture Bros, but you can't do Pal, man. What has more cultural cachet?
He did Venture Bros?
Yeah.
He also has
the food from Venture.
What
Bros.
Food is from Venture?
Or maybe spaghetti he didn't do that. Maybe somebody else did.
Is there spaghetti and meatballs?
There's a bunch of food on.
I don't
there.
Remember there being food in that show at all.
There's food.
I'm sure. I'm sure people eat food, but I can't. I'm not imagining.
Never
like
mind. A different guy did the drinks from Venture Bros.
I
remember that. Yeah.
There's tons of drinks in that. Apparently,
did he do Fortnite?
He's made us chug juice before.
Noah tried to make me a chug juice.
It's that guy, How to Drink. You ever see him?
No. I might have.
He's like just a big, kind of looks.
I just watched Korean videos with Julio called Giant Shrimp Mistaken as Lobster.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only type of food video I watch.
I'll watch a 5-hour video basically every other day called The Downfall of SpongeBob.
When I was living...
I watch either Most Incredible Shining Sparkly Pork Meat Ever Sold on Street.
Yeah.
And then I watch the history of every tool ever made by the human race.
That sounds fun.
My YouTube channel is connected to the TV, and my old roommate Neil would make fun
he's
of me
not that old.
All the time. Well, he's not my old roommate. He doesn't live with me anymore. He would bring this up all the time to every single person that knows who I am, that he opened up the YouTube one day and there was a video that was pretty much almost all the way watched about the downfall of White Castle. And he told every single person that that I watched a fucking 2-hour
video about
White Castle.
It is such a lifesaver to me that my girlfriend's YouTube is logged into the TV.
Yeah.
So it's all vlogs when I turn it on. And I don't have to be assaulted with the horrible things I'm
choosing
to
watch. Mine, anytime my wife turns on the TV to watch a video of a lady walking through a house, she always has to scroll by like 10 videos of guys playing blackjack.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, sorry. Fuck you.
Yeah, just all the too lazy to try videos.
Yeah, too lazy to try. Kevin Hart wore a dress and he's in the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm going, I watched too many
Elden Ring PvP clips, and now my entire recommend front page on YouTube is just all videos of guys with beards, and it's like Elden Ring run, but it's epic. Elden Ring run, but with a meme character.
Damn.
Yeah.
Mine will be some of the smartest things you've ever seen in your entire life. Like something about kind of Kierkegaard or Camus, that type of thing.
Uh-huh.
Very kind of cool videos that are 11 minutes long, and then a 4-hour video about Rocco's Modern Life.
Yeah.
And these are kind of staggered. Because you have to, listen, you can have candy, but you got to eat your vegetables.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
My vegetables is Neanderthal videos.
There are vegetable videos.
Am I just only eating
candy? And you
candy
like
then?
Every once in a while you crave the vegetable video.
I think I'm only
I watch vegetable videos right now, I think.
Yeah, you're
I go in phases where I'll go
every
full
once
veggie.
In a while. I think I was overserved in candy in my young adult life, and I can't do it
anymore. No more candy for you.
No, yeah. I used to fall asleep to eating candy.
I'm about half. I'm about half and half. I try to fall asleep to the vegetables.
I used to every night fall asleep to eating 5 hours of candy.
Yeah,
it's not good for you. It'll make you have bad dreams.
So now I just try to, if I have some downtime, I'll eat some vegetables between 3 and 4.
Last night, and I have better dreams if the last video I watch is a vegetable versus a candy. Last night I watched a candy video before I went to bed.
Yeah.
And I had a dream that I was trapped in a million stack of pancakes.
Whoa.
This morning I was woken up because my girlfriend was in bed next to me and she sneezed and it startled me really badly. And I woke up like that. I went, and then I looked over at her and I don't remember this because I was still mostly asleep, but I looked at her like this. Like I was really, really mad.
I woke up twice last night. One was from the pancake thing, but the first time I woke up was I was having a dream where I was doing like kung fu or something, and a woman in a red gi was coming at me, and I woke up doing that. I literally jumped out of bed doing this. Before I even processed what I'd done, I was going to the bathroom to piss. But I ran up like with my hands cocked, lethal weapons ready to kill.
Damn. I woke up like 5 times last night because the tickets for the new Godzilla movie went on sale during last night, but they went on there. There was no time what they were going on sale. So I thought they were going to be at midnight and then they didn't. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm just going to set an alarm for like 6 a.m. and wake up and try to get them. But my body woke me up like every hour to check naturally. I had a natural clock
Christmas.
Of my body wanting to.
Christmas
you had
vibe.
A Christmas vibe.
Yeah. And then Pierce got them for me.
I still get Christmas sleep on Christmas and I don't even get anything for Christmas.
Yeah. I get Christmas sleep before if I have anything to do the next day. I have to go to the grocery store the next day, Christmas I have Christmas sleep.
Christmas sleep is one of the worst sleeps you'll ever have in your life.
No, absolutely.
During Christmas, I wake up and I'll wake up 40 times on Christmas Eve night, and then I wake up and I get nothing. And
there's nothing to have.
But I just like the spirit of it so much that I love spirit.
You know what I got?
Spirit
for Christmas
would be a good store.
For Christmas True. 2 years ago. My aunt buys like all this shit.
Your aunt's buy.
My aunt nice. Buys all this shit in advance. So she doesn't really like vet anything. She doesn't ask my mom like, oh, would like so-and-so wear this? And 2 years ago, she got me this True Religion V-neck. That
That's beast, dude.
Did I? Please I think I gave that to you.
No.
All right. It was in the costume closet for sure. It might have been destroyed in the flood.
No.
But it was like metallic all over print.
That is so sick.
And it was like two sizes too small. It's like something that like the guys who give out the cologne samples at the mall would wear.
Uh-huh. You should wear it. Like, dress like that.
Dude, I should. Maybe I should get those biker
My
jeans.
My aunt Phyllis was given away until the last couple of years. She was given away She bought a bunch of gift cards a long time ago and then would just give them away because they lasted like 3 years or whatever. And one time I did get an expired Blockbuster gift card for Christmas after Blockbuster had, it was like the year that it just didn't exist anymore. And nobody told her. And she was really upset when I was like,
my aunt got me the Game of Thrones trivia game.
You got me something that doesn't exist.
Literally doesn't exist. This money is just gone.
This is nothing.
Yeah. There is nothing.
It's just a piece of plastic.
No recourse.
Yeah.
My aunt got me the Game of Thrones trivia cards, like Game of Thrones trivia game.
Why are we not playing that?
I've never watched it in my life.
I watched the first three seasons.
I watched one season. I read a bunch of. I read like 2.5 of the books, and then I read the. Watched the first season.
You have.
So
a,
I could probably be okay. At
you'd,
it.
You'd be better at that game than me.
I know.
I don't even
know some
a
of the characters'
one
names.
Of them.
Daenerys Targaryen, y'all.
She was.
What is that?
She's the queen.
She's basically the dragon queen.
Okay.
She gets.
I know what's his name.
Aquaman fucks her.
Thule
fucked.
Who's Thule?
Who's Thule?
I just made him up.
Oh. There's the guy with no penis. Hoping.
There's a guy named Theon.
He has no balls, I guess. Or
Theon.
What
oh, yeah,
called?
I remember that guy.
What's
eunuch.
That a eunuch, man.
There's a eunuch in it.
Did What's they cut the... your balls and your dick off?
I don't know. I think just your balls,
if you're a
maybe.
Eunuch?
What's Dinka's name in the show?
Dinka's name is Dinka.
No, Dinka. Little Dinka.
Who's Dinka?
Peter Dinka.
Oh, Peter Dinklage? Peter Dinka?
Tyrion.
Tyrion.
Tyrion Lannister.
Yeah, the Lannisters, and they're fucking
the
each other, man.
There's the Lannisters, the Targaryens, the Starks,
the monsters.
That's all I know.
Dragons.
Leo was telling me this story. I forget who it was, but he was saying that like,
I know whose story it was.
Whose was it?
Jeremy Levix.
Oh, okay.
And you're stealing it, bro.
No, I guess I'm stealing it, but it still makes me laugh so hard. He was doing some like improv show or something before a jazz band, and then the jazz band, like, no one liked the improv show, and then the jazz band went up and was like, get a load of those guys, right? And then like the crowd is like, yeah, ha ha ha, like, was on his side, and he said, all right, I guess I should tell a joke now. Peter Dinka is the most famous midget of all time. That was the whole joke.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I'd be laughing if Jeremy told me that, maybe.
Yeah,
that
Jeremy.
Was his story.
Jeremy, that's your story.
You got to apologize right now.
I got to apologize. Can you punch in on me? Jeremy, it's your friend Patrick. I told a third-hand story of yours. Do you have, like, a sad song you can play?
I'm trying to figure it out. Yeah. Here, wait, I got a sad song. All right, okay. Just start talking. I'll fade in the sad song.
Hey, Jeremy, it's your friend Patrick. I am a little bit under the weather. There's a lot going on in my life right now that's making me a little bit fucked up. And I told a third-hand story of yours, and I told it wrong.
Apologizing.
What are you doing? You're laughing. Okay. No. Not genuine.
Okay. Here, okay. Sorry.
Can you start it over?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy Levick from the Jeremy and Rajat video series. It's your friend Patrick Doran from Podcast About List. I told a third-hand story that our friend Leo, Darth Erogenous, on Twitter told me, and it wasn't my story.
Wait, that was actually funny. He can't be mad at you now.
Yep.
All right, Venus.
You ghosted.
We never talking about you again.
We didn't even want to talk about you on this show. And you know what? There's going to be a hit 'em up style track releasing soon
with all three of us.
All three of us rapping about how fucking bunk you are.
What do we have dropping next on the next week of planets?
Well,
we got a painting.
Mercury, Venus, a new painting from what's my painting name? DJ Alamos.
About Mars. We will have a Mars planet report as well. And what will we have also?
We are going to have a collab of the century.
Holy.
Maybe.
Maybe an old friend might stop
maybe
by.
Maybe an old musical friend of ours.
And you
and
might
our
know
new
who it
musical
is.
Friend. Our new musical friend will be collaborating with our old musical friend.
Yep.
From our American Idol episode.
Mm. Oh.
So be on the lookout for that. And be on the lookout for me in Chicago tomorrow.
And guys, November 17th, the biggest show ever, guys. November 17th, Los Angeles, 30 minutes of me doing stand-up, 30 minutes of my friend. Guess five.
Is that going to be filmed for TV?
I think we're going to film it on TV and put it on Netflix, y'all.
Wow. It's going to be filmed for Netflix on TV.
Maybe I'll cut it down to the four best minutes and put out a four-minute comedy special, y'all.
That's not a bad idea.
Guys, I got bad news.
What's that?
What's the bad news?
We haven't met our stretch goal.
Wait,
oh, my
what?
God.
Wait, okay. We have a change.org petition. I didn't even realize we did this.
I forgot that we did this.
I forgot about this, too.
21 signatures. We need four more signatures.
For guys, let's not leave the galaxy.
Basically, we're trying to make it known that we don't want to leave the galaxy, y'all.
Space travel advancing at a... What's that sound?
Jubio, stop squeaking, Jubio. You're playing with your toy.
With space travel advancing at a rapid rate, it seems as though civilian space travel to outer space is a thing of the past and will soon be in the age of outer galaxy travels. With some of our brightest minds, Elon Musk's Dave Chappelle, Mark Zuckerberg, might think this is a good idea. Visual storytellers, EA, Ubisoft, Nintendo have already been warning us for decades that this might be a really bad idea. That's why we as Podcast About List want to invite you all, the world, to let our global representatives know that we feel like we shouldn't leave our galaxy for the sake of not signaling our position and invite cosmic horrors and space bandits into our home. Please, guys, let's not leave the galaxy. And then this is a Mass Effect 2.
Your contact lenses just arrived.
1-800-CONTACTS. They can't have my brand. I have special eyes.
Look with your special eyes.
My brand.
Wow. Okay. A Source filmmaker video. Uh-huh. Oh, and there's...
And Abraham Stewart says, it's too scary. Stephen Washington, I like this galaxy. It's fine. Why do we need another galaxy?
No. Oh, he said, what oh we neef another one for anyway?
Exactly. That's what I've been saying.
We don't want oafs and doofuses signing our thing. It kind of dilutes our point.
View all reasons. View all reasons. Go down.
How many supporters do we have right now?
21.
21 supporters. So 21,
can you do something for me?
Not leave,
can you send this petition to four friends? Can you do this
everybody
for me?
Text this petition to everybody in your contact, or you will be cursed by our planet.
Send out a blast.
Unless
send out
you,
you
want to get dead spaced, man.
An
I don't
email blast or something.
And tell them to check out the 5 weeks of planets. Ask bing, people bing, if they bing, know bing, about bing, the 5 weeks. Here's a script you can use for telling people the 5 weeks of planets that I've already been using with some of my friends.
Hello?
You say, hey, have you heard about the 5 weeks of planets? They say, if they say no, you know what you say? You will soon.
Oh, and if they say
and
yes?
That's it.
Oh, that's it. Okay. If
they say yes, okay, cool. What,
cool,
right.
Me too.
All right.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, I also know about it.
All right, boy. I'll see you later.
But
we need to go up to space, come back, become the thoughtful three.
Yes.
The thoughtful, oh my God.
Yes, the thankful three.
The thankful three.
What would your powers be in the thankful three?
Well, I'd be Mr. Thankful.
Okay.
I would be have a stretching ability.
No, man.
You can't,
have stretching.
What the hell would I be
then?
You got
a new power.
Yeah.
Okay. I would have acrobatic powers.
Okay. That's pretty good.
And I would be Mr. Thankful.
Could I be have laser beams?
Where?
From where?
My hands, my fingers, 10 laser beams.
Ooh,
and that's too many.
10 fingers.
That's too many.
Mr. 10 fingers.
Mr. 10 fingers.
The fingerer.
The fingerer is good.
Okay, I'll just shoot two from. I'll
okay,
shoot
the fingerer.
Yeah, I'll just do.
You do this.
Yeah,
yeah,
just.
Yeah, you're the fingerer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. And I do
right.
This, and it shoots it out
you
of my
six,
ring finger.
Oh,
or
okay.
It's lightning bolts. Yeah, and it's the shocker. That
the
could
shocker's
work.
A real, a
ah,
real
shit,
guy.
You're
already.
Right.
Yeah. So the finger.
Well, I would be.
He's real.
I would have like the Human Torch. I would have water powers, and I would be the Human Drop. And that would be
the Human Droplet.
The Human Drop. And I would turn into water. I'd be a water guy.
Human Drop.
I'd be the Human Drop. I'd be a water
Mr.
guy. I walk around.
The Human Drop and the finger.
That's my
the
whole power.
Three.
Basically, my power is that I give people cups of water.
Who's a supervillain in that
Doctor
world?
Doom.
Okay, so Doctor Doom comes up, right? Mr. Thankful, I'm acrobatic.
Uh-huh.
So I do a bunch of backflips to distract him.
And then I finger him to death.
You finger him to death, and the Human Drop...
Gets him wet.
Wets him up.
I put a puddle
you
on
get
the
him
ground.
Wet, you finger him, and I amaze.